free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Friday, January the 10th, 2020. I'm David Knight. We're going to take a look at the escalating civil war that is happening within the Republican Party. We're going to take a look at who is behind the Lincoln Project. They've come out with a very slanderous video against President Trump and any Christian leader who supported him. They call it MAGA Church. We're going to take a look at who these people are. I talked about yesterday the extremes on both sides. Of course, during the Christmas holidays, we had the Christianity Today editor who came out and vilified anybody who supported President Trump as not being a Christian. Then we had Jim Baker come out in the last couple of days. I played the video yesterday saying, whether or not you support President Trump is a test of whether or not you're saved. If you don't support President Trump, you're not saved. So forth. So we have these two extremes. I think they're both wrong. But we're going to take a look at who these people are and what their real agenda is today. We're also going to take a look at the War Powers Act that was passed. We have an update on the Ukraine plane situation. It's now what we talked about yesterday, that it looked likely that it was shot down, perhaps, mostly by accident by the Iranians. They blocked the black box recorder and so forth. Now President Trump, Justin Trudeau has weighed in on it because so many of the people were Canadians that were killed. An entire family from, I think it was Sweden, died in that plane crash. It looks like it was shot down accidentally as part of the missile volley or anti-aircraft fire. The UK has come into that as well. Other people are pushing back, of course. The Iranians are saying, we didn't do it. So we're going to take a look at that investigation as well as the impeachment impediment. Is Nancy Pelosi going to turn the articles over? And if not, which we've now had yesterday, we had Dianne Feinstein criticizing her for holding on to it. You know, if it's urgent, then let the stuff out. If it's not urgent, then don't do it. Now, Dianne Feinstein has walked that back, but Mitch McConnell has come out with what his plan is. So we're going to take a look at the impeachment impediment. You know, Nancy Pelosi says she knows exactly when to release these. Well, I think we could tell her exactly where to put them, but we won't do that today. We'll be a little bit more polite. And we're going to take a look at some more environmental laws, as well as environmental lies. We have President Trump who is pulling back on some environmental regulations. Good thing, very good thing. And we'll take a look at the escalating war against the Second Amendment in Virginia. It's amazing the number and the intensity of the laws that are being put out by Democrats in Virginia. Just a preview of what they will do at the national level if they get power. In economic news, we have General Motors and Ford shocking over 1,500 temporary workers, elevating them to full-time status, a promotion. How did that happen? Well, that's a result of the renegotiated NAFTA, USMCA. And look, I agree with President Trump. Trump has done, USMCA is a mixed bag. On the one hand, President Trump renegotiated it to the advantage of certain industries like the automotive industry. Not so much the industry as the American automotive workers, requiring more domestic content on this. So that's why they are making these temporary workers full-time in the U.S. He also renegotiated to the help of the milk producers here in the United States who are really literally on the ropes. And the biggest milk producer in the United States has just gone out of business. So President Trump, and it may be coming too late because Democrats delayed this. So it's a very good thing that he renegotiated these trade issues. But I think it's a very bad thing to have USMCA because it essentially carries on the longer-term, bigger problems with NAFTA. And that is that it's not a bilateral trade agreement, which President Trump has widely pursued. It is a multilateral trade agreement, and it presents massive sovereignty issues, challenging the sovereignty of the United States. So it's unfortunate, but it is there is a silver lining to that giant cloud of the future. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Friday, January the 10th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. We have a lot of news today. First of all, we're going to take a look at who is behind the Lincoln Project. What is their intention? And I think you're going to be pretty amazed at this. We also have news about the impeachment impediments that are being put before by Nancy Pelosi, dragging this out. Some updates to environmental laws. President Trump has done the right thing, pulling back some crippling regulations in the environmental area. And, of course, we will revisit the continuing exposure of lies about man-made climate change from Australia to Antarctica. We'll take a look at what the Democrats are doing in Virginia with new proposals to take away gun rights. And we have an update on what happened in Ukraine with the what happened in Iran with the Ukrainian airliner that was shot down. And it is now pretty much, as I pointed out yesterday, a foregone conclusion that it was shot down. The only question is who and why is there a cover-up? And we'll also talk about the War Powers Act. There was a vote about it yesterday. Of course, the Democrat House passed that War Powers Act. I agree that there ought to be a War Powers Act. I agree with it in principle. Of course, it is also rank hypocrisy for Nancy Pelosi and others to have given Barack Obama a pass on drone strikes, starting wars, and so forth. And now this is simply being done not because Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats support the Constitution, but because they oppose President Trump and they're trying to attack him in that area. As I was saying at the top of the hour, we have an economic news. General Motors and Ford have given over 1,500 temporary auto workers permanent status, and this is because of the renegotiated trade issues with as part of USMCA. I still oppose USMCA because it is a multilateral trade agreement that is attacking the sovereignty of America. I mean, the problem with NAFTA was not just that it was a bad trade agreement. It was a bad trade agreement. And it took away American sovereignty. The American sovereignty issue, which is the larger issue that will be with us and will hit us long term, is still there. However, President Trump has renegotiated certain aspects of that to the benefit of Americans. And we're glad to see that it's happening to the benefit of auto workers. Of course, it'll possibly make your cars a little bit more expensive. That's the other part of that. But in the long run, the alternative is to eviscerate our manufacturing capacity here in the United States, and we've had enough of that, haven't we? I mean, for the longest time, we were told that we need to have these open free trade agreements. We needed NAFTA back in the 1990s. We needed open trade agreements with China, and we were all going to win because, you know, the Chinese would press their people into slavery in the factories, and we'd benefit by getting cheap stuff at Walmart. And to some degree, that did happen. But it also had many different consequences. Not only is it based on an immoral idea, these globalists who are selling that idea to you were the ones who are really going to be benefiting from it. And so we saw a massive concentration of wealth, as we saw massive exploitation of workers, and we saw massive unemployment here of American factory workers, as well as even the loss of retail stores and so forth, as Walmart and these people who use that kind of trade issue eviscerated mom-and-pop retailers, as well as the factory workers here in America. So it's not as simple as many economists, many of them libertarian economists, will tell you. The Federal Reserve, meanwhile, has admitted that it has pumped more than $6 trillion into Wall Street in the recent six-week period. I talked about this briefly just before Christmas vacation, before I got sick. I talked about the fact that they were dropping in $100 billion 1 week and, you know, $200 the next week, $500 billion at one point. They said they were going to drop out. Well, it turns out it was even bigger, $6 trillion. Now, to give you an idea how much that is, I had talked about it. I said, you know, when they look at this, they just casually say that in one day they dumped nearly it was about $100 billion. It was roughly equivalent to the annual GDP of Puerto Rico. They just dumped into the repo market. You may ask, what is the repo market? Good question. You don't really need to know. Just understand that, like we saw with the derivatives market, it is a scam. A financial instrument scam, like the derivatives market that created the massive mortgage problems that we have. The repo market has to do with the hedge funds and keeping them solvent. Nobody had ever noticed, outside of a small group of quant traders on Wall Street, nobody had ever really noticed the repo market. Even people who follow finances are saying, what's going on with this? What is this? The Federal Reserve noticed. They noticed that they were going to have some big failures, and so all of a sudden they started dumping massive amounts of paper into the repo market. And I'm talking about massive, you know, the $100 billion, that was the gross domestic product of Puerto Rico. Boom, just like that. Into this one little corner of the financial markets. And then they said, well, in a couple of weeks we're going to do $500 billion. And I said, do you realize that that is equivalent not you know, we're not talking about Puerto Rico now. They just dropped Switzerland's economy. You know, print up a bunch of paper and hand it out to our friends there on Wall Street and the hedge funds. That's what we're talking about here. $500 billion. Switzerland is the 20th largest economy in the world. $500 billion is what their gross domestic product is. And the Federal Reserve just created that out of thin air, dumped it into the financial markets to benefit their friends and the hedge funds. And it's not enough. They continue to do it. And so as StraightLineLogic.com points out, the Federal Reserve admits that it pumped more than $6 trillion into Wall Street in the most recent six-week period. Everybody is holding their breath, hoping the repo market doesn't blow up. You'd never heard of the derivative market in mortgages, had you, until everything blew up and everybody started doing a postmortem. These esoteric, lying financial contraptions that they create out of thin air. And of course, the Federal Reserve is the biggest lying financial contraption that's ever been conceived. And it's partnering with that, and it may have some big effects on that. So when President Trump says, how's your 401k? Well, my answer is it's doing as well as it's always done. It's still at zero. I don't have one. I don't invest in the stock market. I don't even have a 401k. It is a casino. And it's a casino that's being run by people who are cooking the books. And the Federal Reserve is a part of that. Look, I'm glad that the economy is doing well, and I'm not complaining about that. But we have to also distinguish between real growth and phony, a phony high that's being pumped in by the Federal Reserve. And this is a very, very risky thing. When it's going to blow up, we don't know. Will it blow up? Yes, of course. Because eventually we are going to have a Looney Tunes moment. You know, when Wile E. Coyote runs off of the cliff, he can run on thin air until he looks down and realizes that it's nonsense. This is a fiction created by the animator. And then when he sees that the animator has him running on thin air, that's at the point where he goes pew, right down with the Acme lead weight tied to him. But until that point, he can run on thin air, right? Well, you know, what we've got going now is essentially a economy that is running like Wile E. Coyote on thin air. And the people who are animating it are the Federal Reserve. And they are just as phony as the people illustrating the Warner Brothers cartoons. All right, one last thing, and then we're going to get into the next segment. We'll talk about the Lincoln Project and their war on evangelical Christians. It's not really a war on President Trump. You know that meme where they show President Trump and he says, they're only coming after me because I'm between you and them, right? Something to that effect. That's really what we're talking about here. So we're going to talk about what is the real issue there, who the real people are. I'll just throw this one headline article in here from the place that was so close to where I used to live in North Carolina, UNC Chapel Hill. Professor there says, free speech is racist. Yes, of course. These are the people who hate every aspect of the First Amendment. And that includes the free exercise of religion. That's racist too, you know. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Money.
I keep my eye on the news all the time, but I miss the fact that in late 2019, just about 2 weeks ago, the CDC and the FDA approved live Ebola vaccine to be given inside the United States. And it is an experimental vaccine. It is live. It's not even attenuated. They've just genetically modified it so it's supposedly not lethal. Same stuff they did with the Gardasil vaccine that's admittedly killed and maimed so many. This is just crazy. And the Congo's had the biggest outbreaks of Ebola ever since they started giving the vaccine there in the last few years. Oh, and of course, opening the borders up here and letting people in unvetted, the Democrats distribute across the country. You cannot make up the magnitude of this insanity. And it is an attempted Ebola assault on America. This is the New World Order. If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge. InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60-plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose, except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it, word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you. It's either happened to every person listening, or it's happened to someone you know. Everybody is well aware of the fact that most people that end up getting the flu have taken the flu vaccine right before they get it, and that they get the worst case of the flu of their life. But still, like concentration camp victims, they line up at the different pharmacies and clinics to get the injections. It doesn't matter that studies, mainline government studies in Canada and Europe, show that when you take the flu vaccine, it doubles your chances of getting the flu the next season by lowering your immunity. It goes on and on. Or the fact that the governments have never guessed the next year's mutation, that the flu vaccine has never, ever even worked. But how do you prove up a hoax? You keep the giant hoax going. No wonder we've got one of the worst flu seasons on record happening right now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Korean mother is facing jail. What did she do? She saved her children from a burning building and left behind the portraits of the Kim family. Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il. So she got a couple of portraits there. As a good citizen, you're required to have portraits of the Kim family in North Korea. She was away from home. The house catches on fire. She goes back. She sees her kids are in there. She runs in, grabs her kids out of the burning building. But because she left the portraits behind to burn, she is now under investigation for political crimes. Political crimes. Think about that. You know, when I had Alex Newman here from The New American, he was talking about rescuing our children. He actually did a tour of the United States talking about rescuing our children. Rescuing them from what? Well, he was talking about the education system, but he compared it to a burning building. And he said, if your kids were in a burning building, what would you do? Well, of course, you would run in and get them out, just like this North Korean mother did. But then he said, after that, you need to help put out the fire so it doesn't burn down everything in the neighborhood, right? And so that was what he was talking about in terms of rescuing our children from the education system. And they actually have a special report at New American that you can get called Rescuing Our Children, an entire magazine devoted to what is going on in America in terms of attacking our children. And you better understand what they're doing to your kids, what their plans are for your kids. That's how they're going to make America not great again, but make America into the dystopian society that they choose it to be. So this is not about worshiping our dear leader. When I talk about the Lincoln Project here, I'm not going to be talking about rescuing President Trump from the fire. Well, that may be part of it, okay? But, you know, we do not worship President Trump. I hope you don't. I hope you don't engage in idolatry. I don't. Look, I agree with many of his policies, and we're going to talk about why the left is attacking him, why you have Republicans attacking him. But understand, this is about your kids. This is about your liberty that we're talking about here. He's just in the way. These are people who, because of the educational system, are on their way to setting up not only socialism, but even eradicating our free speech, our free exercise of religion. They want to criminalize Christianity. And, you know, when we talk about fires, just understand, you know, we're not worried about political parties. We're not worried about politicians. We're not worried about presidents. All of our awards, all of our titles, all of our accomplishments will burn. Will burn. We're looking for something that is far more lasting. And so when we look at this and talk about the educational system, up in New Jersey, we have yet another example of this being patterned on California's laws that mandate LGBT curriculum. This is now being done in New Jersey. Why? Because they've got Democrats in charge, of course. Democrat Governor Phil Murphy has modeled this new measure after the one in California. He said it was an honor to sign legislation making it mandatory, not, they're going to mandate this, for schools to create lesson plans about the rich contributions and accomplishments of the LGBTQ community. When we talk about this, I'm going to make it clear to you folks that the LGBT community, the radicals in this, and I'm talking about not just the Democrats, but there are radicals in the Republican Party that are part of the LGBT movement, political movement. They are not content to live and let live. They're not content to have gay marriage. They must eradicate anybody who disagrees with them. And I mean really eradicate. They must destroy your life. They must cancel your business. They must bankrupt you. They must destroy your church. They must take away your kids from you. They seek to destroy. They do not seek to live and let live. These are not libertarians. They are authoritarians, and they have a very, very deep agenda here. So they are, and as I've said many times, there's a couple of things that are happening here. When we look at this and they say, we're going to celebrate the achievements of people because they're LGBT. They demand that you worship them. You know, they have gods that they worship, and they are jealous gods. Goldenberg and other members of the state board admitted that the revisions were being made to include LGBT language in social studies standards. One group pushing back against this, called Family Policy Alliance, said we have to understand the transgender trend and its consequences, especially in schools. We have to communicate with school leaders. We have to advocate for common sense policies, and we need to act with compassion towards everyone involved in the conversation. I no longer have compassion for this. It is an idiot who doesn't understand when you have a group of people, whether it is the LGBT community or whether it is radical Islam, when they have declared war on you, where their goal is to destroy you and your family and your culture and your religion. You better not say, can't we all just get along? That is not an option. War has been declared. You better understand who has declared this war and who is behind it. The group went on to say that this is Family Policy Alliance. They said the new law forces radical sexual ideology and its indoctrination into the minds and hearts of our children again without parental recourse. Think about that. It forces this without parental recourse, without parental rights. How are you going to get along with people like that? You don't. You eradicate them or they eradicate you. This is an existential issue for us and for our families, for our culture, for our religion, our freedom of religion. Impressionable students, they said, our children, our grandchildren are about to be forced to endure radical LGBT sexual indoctrination in the classroom. That's after state lawmakers ignored the comments of their constituents and instead bowed to the pressure of powerful lobbying groups. And then they added, beginning in the 2020-2021 school year, that's this next school year, it's immediately happening, a new mandated curriculum required textbook authors to speculate about the sexual preferences and gender identity of noteworthy historical figures. Now, we talk about the Lincoln Project. We talk about log cabin Republicans. There are actually, and I'm saying that this is a tenet of the log cabin Republicans, but there are actually people out there who say, well, we think that Abraham Lincoln was gay. What they base that on, I have no idea. I could care less. I don't believe it for a minute. I'm not a supporter of Lincoln either. I think Lincoln was not a Christian. I don't think he was gay. I think he was an ambitious man who, for his own political power, fostered and pushed a civil war, and people on both sides wanted to pull it back. Resulting in, if we normalize the casualty figures, even the doctored casualty figures of the time, it would have resulted in 25 to 30 million people with the population we have today. So they can have him, as far as I'm concerned. And then impose this false narrative on our children in public schools. So they're going to reinvent all these different people, you know, Lincoln, probably Jefferson, Washington, Patrick Henry, whoever, you know, they weren't Christians. They were LGBT. Yeah, maybe we can finally embrace the flag of Betsy Ross, and then they can tell us that she was a man, actually. This is what they're pushing on our children. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Lincoln Project. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Sunday was supposed to be the last day that we could offer store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. It was 75% off with our big year-end sale, because a lot of the products have already sold out. Most of the others are about to sell out. But quite frankly, I've been working on so many big stories that are breaking right now that I have not come up with new specials. And we're already so close to selling out all these products that I'm just going to go ahead and keep the sale going for two more days. And we're going to basically sell out of all of our major product lines. It'll take weeks, months for them all to come back in. Some come in weeks, some come in like 3 months. A lot of stuff's coming back in next week. So I've just decided, because of the inventory issues and all the rest of it, and because some of these were selling at losses, are making people buy a lot of other stuff, and we are making a profit, so I'm going to just keep the sale going, but only for 48 hours maximum, and then we've got to stop it. InfoWarsStore.com. Year-end, now 2020 mega blowout sale, InfoWarsStore.com, biggest sales we're ever going to have. You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet. in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself and my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com. I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that in some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job, but now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective, and the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them, but it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy. The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech. And to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.video. And that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever. And that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. And now, The David Knight Show.
In Trenton, New Jersey, many parents testified that the revisions being made to the curriculum to essentially reinterpret historical figures as LGBT heroes were a violation of their constitutional rights, including their parental rights and the right to religious freedom. You see, it's not enough for the LGBT to be tolerated. They must be celebrated. As the left and the LGBT tear down the statues to our history, the statues to our heroes, they are going to erect their own heroes, create their own heroes, even if they don't exist. One parent, Vasquez, said, I'm very offended that you let this pass. You've taken away my rights as a parent. I gave birth to my children, not you. You are forcing me to take my kids out of the public school. Good, good. They are, yes, it is forcing, and I hope many people understand what this is about and get your kids out. And the next thing we need to do is we need to get the money out of that institution so that it isn't going to destroy other kids' lives. Save your kids first, and then stop this institution that is burning down our country. A state board of education member for 30 years, Ronald Butcher, said, it is another issue that as times change, the operational environment changes and standards become very fluid, and they need to be. They need to be. Well, we need to just take the fluid that these people have put in the educational system and the textbooks and flush it. Last night, we had Tucker Carlson talking about the virtue signaling of Elizabeth Warren. Of course, prior to this, we had a lot of tweets a month or so ago from Hillary Clinton tweeting about transgender women of color who have been killed and so forth. And at the time, I retweeted that and responded and said, well, probably much safer as a transgender than somebody that the Clintons don't like that has information on the Clintons. There's a much bigger body count for Clinton opponents than there is for transgender women of color. And Tucker took that on and actually used the statistics from the Human Rights Campaign, which has been pushing this agenda, to show that, yes, there's quite a few less people. As a matter of fact, they're quite a bit safer than the typical American, as he pointed out. He said, he talked about how Elizabeth Warren was going to, quote, read the names of transgender women of people of color who've been killed in the past year. Tucker asked just how many transgender women of color were murdered last year and why. Warren didn't say. And so he talked about the Human Rights Campaign that said that they claim that there is an epidemic of violence against transgender people, especially trans women of color. And, of course, it's not just Elizabeth Warren. It's not just Hillary Clinton. It's also Mayor Pee-wee Buttigieg, who has also joined in on this, calling it a crisis, calling it an epidemic. And so then Tucker said, well, let's look at the figures coming from the Human Rights Campaign itself. According to the Human Rights Campaign, in 2018, a total of 26 transgendered Americans were murdered. That's 26 too many, of course, said Tucker. Every murder is a tragedy, very much including these. But does 26 murders constitute an epidemic? I think we get more people in that shot in gun control Chicago every weekend. He said, let's break it down. A few years ago, the Williams Institute estimated that 1.4 million American adults identify as transgender. If that figure is correct, then in 2018, the murder rate for transgendered people was 1.8 per 100,000. And oh, by the way, he's not even breaking this down by color, right? This is just lying virtue signaling by Warren, by Clinton, by Buttigieg. While granting that every murder is too many, relatively speaking, that is a very low rate. Because the murder rate for the general population in the United States in 2018 was 4.9 murders per 100,000 people. Here's the bottom line, folks. He didn't give them a percentage increase. You are 270% safer as a transgender than the average American. And that doesn't even include transgenders of color, because we can't get that data. It's too esoteric. So yesterday I talked about the emerging war, the civil war that's trying to be created in the Republican Party. It began with the editorial by the Christianity Today editor, who came out and vilified anybody who supported President Trump as not being genuine Christians. How could you? You could absolutely not. I mean, he's just too rude. He's just too rude and morally incompetent and so forth. And, you know, we don't care about killing kids. We don't care about criminalizing Christianity. But, you know, you guys, look at President Trump. He's just so rough. How could you? He's just not civil. You know, that's his moral standard. And many people who are mainstream liberal Christians. And so they come after evangelicals and attack them. And now we have had, as I played the clip yesterday from Jim Baker, I go home last night and I see this new Lincoln Project, and they've got a video called MAGA Church. And they did have a little bit of that clip from Jim Baker, who went the other direction, said, you're not a Christian if you don't support President Trump. He's a litmus test as to whether or not you're saved. Like, seriously. I don't know. Anybody who listens to somebody like that, just read your Bible. Don't listen to Jim Baker. This guy has absolutely no credibility. And as I said, we don't need to worship an individual. We do need to pay attention, however, to the issues. And as I pointed out yesterday, the Babylon Bee got it right. The satire site got it right. They had a satire. They said, they made up a guy's name and had quotes from him, put words in his mouth, and basically said, look, I'm not Republican or Democrat. I don't really care about these people. I'm just trying to find a candidate who isn't going to outlaw Christianity and make me a criminal? That's it. That's all it is. It's called free expression of religion. It's called the First Amendment. And we don't have to get into this thing of trying to do the tea leaves as to whether or not Abraham Lincoln was homosexual or President Trump is a Christian. It isn't about that. It's enough to take a look at what they do and what they pledge to do. And we know what the Democrats and these Republicans, and I'm going to tell you who's behind the Lincoln Project. As this is being put out, the front man for this is George Conway. You know, the guy who has been publicly emasculated by his wife, Kellyanne, trying to prove that he's got some cojones. That guy. He is the one who is taking the lead. But there are many other names associated with it. And when I looked at it and I saw Lincoln Project and I saw these other names there, I didn't recognize any of these names. Jennifer Horn, Steve Schmidt, John Weaver, Rick Wilson, and others. I thought, Lincoln Project, would that have anything to do with the log cabin Republicans? The group within the Republican Party that has always lobbied for LGBT issues? Lo and behold, it does. As a matter of fact, this is the most radical wing of the log cabin Republicans. The log cabin Republicans were kind of taking the line that, all right, look, we won on gay marriage and let's do a live and let live. But no, not these people who are with George Conway in the Lincoln Project. These are the radical wing of the log cabin Republicans. As a matter of fact, Jennifer Horn was on the board of the log cabin Republicans, and she resigned because they weren't radical enough. And I'll tell you some of the things when we come back that she and these other people are advocating. This is a scorched earth policy. These people are trying to get even for Sodom and Gomorrah, quite frankly, and they're not going to be satisfied until they burn us down in the same way that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. They are radical. They are intolerant. They wear the label of Republicans, but they have the intolerance and the agenda of the Democrats and their Equality Act. And we're going to talk about who these people are when we come back. And surprise, surprise, it's not just a connection to LGBT, but all these people had a connection to, wait for it, John McCain as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalist, because I'm committed to a future for humanity, and I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste, because I hadn't tried it. except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old, and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride-free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect, because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
There is a new political action committee. The person that they've chosen to put up front is George Conway. Their first video that they produced is called MAGA Church. MAGA Church. I saw this last night as it was linked on the Drudge Report. Axios reports about this video. Basically, it was a lot of slander and smears, hatred of people because they are Christians, because they are Trump supporters. That's basically all it is. The only thing that they had in there that I thought was a legitimate criticism was something that I played and discussed yesterday. And that was what Jim Baker had to say. And I want to play his remarks for you, because I want you to understand I'm not coming from where Jim Baker is. I'm not saying you must support President Trump if you are a Christian. Video clip number one.
You know what? Trump is a test. Whether you're even saved.
Mm.
Only saved people can love Trump. No, you gotta be really saved. You gotta forgive. You gotta be able to forgive. You forgive when you're saved.
Well, okay. He doubled down on that. I really do believe that he is way off base. As I said yesterday, as off base as the liberal Christianity Today editor was. And they go on in this Axios story to say Trump has recently taken steps to shore up his evangelical base after an editorial in Christianity Today, a magazine, reports Axios. This is the way they characterize Christianity Today. A magazine that was founded by the late Reverend Billy Graham. And this editor attacked Trump's, quote, gross immorality and ethical incompetence. Billy Graham would not have supported what this guy had to say. Franklin Graham did not support what this guy had to say. Push back against it. But, you know, Axios spins it that way. And again, the people who got it right, as I pointed out, is Babylon Bee, the satire site. Look, we're just trying to find somebody who isn't going to criminalize my Christian faith. And these are the people who are behind this. These are people who will bankrupt you if you are a Christian business. Look how many times they've tried to do this. You know, Chick-fil-A caved, but you had other people who did not cave. You had bakers, and photographers who fought and won in the Supreme Court. These are people who decide that they are going to absolutely destroy you, and the Democrats want to do that with the Equality Act. They've already passed it. Just take a look at what it is. And if you disagree with them, if you think that sex is biological, if you think it is binary, if you think that it is objective, they seek to destroy you. They will destroy you as a businessman, as a parent, as a Christian, as a church. This is a scorched earth policy from the LGBT group. And this Lincoln Project are LGBT McCain Republicans. We can call them the LGBT GOP. We're always adding more letters to that. So let's just call them the LGBT GOP. Who are these people? Well, besides George Conway, and again, as I said, he's been publicly emasculated by Kellyanne Conway, his wife, who, as he continued to criticize President Trump and his wife, remember when she angrily called up a reporter and didn't say that it was off record? And so the reporter reported her remarks. She said, how dare you? I am a powerful woman. I have power. George only has power because he gets it from me. He has nothing. He is nothing. He is, you know, I mean, you talk about masculine. And that went public. And so now, this all began in the last couple of weeks. You had these people come together, the Lincoln Project, besides the household name of George Conway, household name only because he's been emasculated publicly by his wife, Kellyanne. You have Steve Schmidt, John Weaver, Rick Wilson. You have Jennifer Horn. We're going to talk a little bit about some of these people and where they came from. Steve Schmidt, for example, he worked for George W. Bush. He worked for John McCain, worked for Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh, these people are conservative Republicans, right? That's what we're being told by Axios, right? You really think these people are conservative Republicans? McCain, Schwarzenegger. You've got John Weaver, a Republican strategist who worked for George H.W. Bush. John McCain, again. And John Kasich. Oh, yeah. We're conservative Republicans, right? Rick Wilson, a Republican media consultant and an author of, quote, Everything Trump Touches Dies. Trump Derangement Syndrome author. And the forthcoming, Running Against the Devil, a plot to save America from Trump and the Democrats from themselves. He knows better than everybody, right? This guy, Rick Wilson. When we look at who these people are, and again, there's another guy whose name is associated with it, Reed Galen. He was also with George McCain and John McCain, rather, and George W. Bush. And when you look these people up, what you find is that these are hardcore advocates, you know, going back to the marriage wars, right? Remember that? 2013 and on. Remember how there were state referenda? You know, people put it up for a vote. How are we going to define marriage? And at that point in time, it was defined at the state level. And everywhere, including California, Proposition 8 was defeated in spite of millions of dollars from Tim Cook and Apple. They passed the Proposition 8 in California that defined marriage as between one man and one woman. So they lost everywhere. They lost in the Constitution, quite frankly. When you have states that have a definition of marriage that they have created or even put it in their Constitution, you had the Supreme Court then come in and redefine it themselves. This is why I say on a daily basis, judicial supremacy must be destroyed. It is an existential issue if we're going to preserve the Constitution and the Republic. Judicial supremacy must be destroyed. That idea is destroying and has destroyed our Constitution. So you had Reed Galen, again, a big advocate for gay marriage in California and on the losing side. So they go to the Supreme Court. Because, you know, they can redefine life, they can redefine marriage, they can redefine anything, right? The Supreme Court, no, they can't. Not according to the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, they can't. Then you have Jennifer Horn. She is a good example of where these people are coming from. She is a very radical LGBT advocate in New Hampshire. Where she was. She was the former New Hampshire GOP chair. And as a part of the log cabin Republicans in New Hampshire, she put out a press statement when the New Hampshire House was considering a proposal to ban conversion therapy for LGBTQ youth in New Hampshire. It was defeated, and she was furious. See, these are people who say they're pro-choice, but they don't want you to be able to choose what kind of sexual activity you're going to engage in. They say, no, it's biological. Except now that we're talking about transgenders, it's not biological. It's all in your mind, right? Transgender, gender is just a psychological construct. Except a couple of years ago, they were telling everybody it was biological and you better not mess with people. They said, you can't psychologically change people like that. Sexual orientation, she said, is something we are born with. It cannot be fixed or repaired. Unlike gender, I guess, now, right? So-called conversion or reparative therapy, we do not believe that minors should be subject to this quote-unquote therapy. Now, I'm not a big advocate of psychological psychiatry or psychological manipulation. I don't believe these people who deny there's a God really do understand the soul. That's what psychology means, right? It is a study of the soul, if you look at the origin of the word. But what they're saying here, and this has been used across the country to attack Christian churches and pastors, they're saying, don't you tell people that they can change. Don't tell people that Christ has the power to change their lives. You know, Christ does have the power to change your life. If you are addicted to alcohol or drugs or many other sins, even sex addiction, Christ can change your life. As a matter of fact, if Christ doesn't change your life, you're not a Christian. But they don't want you to know that. They want to make that a hate crime to say that. And they have tried to criminalize that. And so this woman, who is now one of the key founders of this Lincoln Project, was doing that in New Hampshire, very angry that that kind of discussion, that free exercise of religion, that freedom of speech would be allowed. How dare the New Hampshire legislature? She lectured them. And she eventually left the Log Cabin Republicans because they weren't authoritarian enough for her. And now she is part of the Lincoln Project, bearded, by George Conway. All right, we've got to take a break. I've got more to say about this and these people when we come back. I just want to remind you of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. It's what funds this program, and we really do appreciate your support. We have continued the sale, free shipping, store-wide, InfoWarsStore.com, up to 75% off with our mega sale. Hurry, because we have many of our most popular products are selling out. 50, 60, 75% off many different products like BrainForce Plus, Knockout, Ultra 12, our vitamin B12, Selenium, BioTrue Selenium. 60%, 70%, 75% off, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com.
Sunday was supposed to be the last day that we could offer store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. It was 75% off with our big year-end sale, because a lot of the products have already sold out. Most of the others are about to sell out. But quite frankly, I've been working on so many big stories that are breaking right now that I have not come up with new specials, and we're already so close to selling out all these products that I'm just going to go ahead and keep the sale going for two more days, and we're going to basically sell out of all of our major product lines. It'll take weeks, months for them all to come back in. Some come in weeks, some come in like 3 months. A lot of stuff's coming back in next week. So I've just decided, because of the inventory issues and all the rest of it, and because some of these we're selling at losses are making people buy a lot of other stuff, and we are making a profit, so I'm going to just keep the sale going, but only for 48 hours maximum, and then we've got to stop it. InfoWarsStore.com, year-end, now 2020 mega blowout sale, InfoWarsStore.com, biggest sales we're ever going to have.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking about the Lincoln Project, the people behind it, the man in front of it, George Conway. We can learn more about what this organization is about besides seeing their hateful, slanderous, dishonest video, MAGA Church, that surfaced yesterday. We'll take a look at the people who are behind this. And as I was just talking about, Jennifer Horn, former head of the New Hampshire Republican Party, former national board member of the Log Cabin Republicans in 2019, she made national news by resigning that position on the Log Cabin Republicans, the Republican organization that supports LGBT issues, but they were not radical enough for her. They were not anti-freedom enough for her. And they were not anti-Trump enough for her. So she resigned it in protest of the Log Cabin Republicans' endorsement of President Trump in the Washington Post. And so now, as the head, as co-founder of the Lincoln Project, co-founding this with George Conway, she said, our goal is to take on Trump, to get him impeached, and to make sure that Susan Collins, the only Republican in the Northeast, in terms of the Senate, to make sure that she gets thrown out if she does not vote to impeach President Trump. She says, as the impeachment process unfolds, Senator Collins will have the courage, we hope, to stand up and do what's right, to throw President Trump out. If that doesn't happen, then yes, unfortunately, Senator Collins becomes a Lincoln Project target. And as they point out in the story, Collins infuriated members of her party when she helped to kill the effort to repeal Obamacare, right? The so-called Affordable Health Care Act. She is not a conservative. You know, she's a Republican. Not a conservative at all, Susan Collins. But she got people angry with her when she voted to confirm Brett Kavanaugh. And now, because they're worried that she's not going to vote to impeach President Trump, they're trying to pressure her to do that. We had George Conway, who characterizes this, says, we do not undertake this task lightly, nor do we do it from a ideological preference. Oh, really, George? Really? You mean you don't have any issues about open borders, forever war, pro-abortion? You don't support the curriculum that is nothing but pedophile grooming in the government schools? Your agenda isn't anti-freedom, anti-American? No, those are the kind of Republicans that they really are. These are the people who, to a man, every single one of them supported John McCain. These people who are part of this Lincoln Project. Yes, McCain lives in the Lincoln. They should have to call it the McCain Project, quite frankly, if they want to be honest about it. It's the McCain Project. Now, some of them also worked with John Huntsman, another staunch conservative Republican, right? No, they're globalists. They oppose everything that America stands for, and they are anti-freedom, anti-freedom. And to say that this is not ideological, when you look at Jennifer Horn, you know, she very angrily came after New Hampshire Republicans who said, we're not going to criminalize people talking about sexual orientation and being able to change it. They wanted that criminalized. That's what she wanted criminalized. She will criminalize your Christian faith. George Conway says, we're simply Republicans who want Trump defeated. And this transcends partisanship. Yes, it does. These issues that we're talking about, the LGBT scorched earth policy for religion, these issues do transcend politics. As a matter of fact, if you go back to this last August, George Conway kind of tipped his hat a little bit there. He said, ah, yes, when he saw a op-ed piece in response to the shootings by an Ohio State representative, Candace Keller. She said, you know, when we look at these mass shootings, I think they have a lot to do with the moral decline, especially because of what's being taught in our schools, as I was talking about earlier. And he looks at this and goes, his response to that was not, yeah, you're right, there's a lot of moral decline, a lot of corruption, decadence being taught to our kids in school as God has been purged out of it. No, he said, ah, that's right, the drag queens did the shooting. I hadn't thought of that one, said George Conway. Yeah, we'll be right back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're taking a look at the people behind the Lincoln Project, behind the video that just came out, MAGA Church. I pointed out George Conway really is the beard. For a lot of people who have been for a long time, the movers and shakers within the Republican Party to push the LGBT intolerance, not just gay marriage, but intolerance. They weren't satisfied to win. They must eradicate Christianity. These are the people behind the Lincoln Project. This is why the very first thing they have done is to produce MAGA Church. It's just like Buttigieg. He has created his campaign. This little guy who is nothing but a mayor in a small town, thinking that he has the skills and the insight to manage everything in your life. Because let's understand, that's what the Democrats see the presidency as. And unfortunately, many Republicans see the presidency that way as well. Even many Trump supporters think that all of our problems are going to be solved by putting the right person in the Oval Office. They're not. I spent a lot of time yesterday talking about jury nullification and how we need to return control to the local level. Sanctuary cities, jury nullification, state nullification of federal overreach, and destroying the idea, the very idea, let alone the implementation of it, but the very idea of judicial supremacy. That is how we get our republic back, not by electing the right person as president. I mean, when you look at President Trump, the accomplishments and the failures that President Trump has had, I think it should underscore the fact that it is too big for one person, even a very intelligent, energetic, wealthy person, it's too big for one person to be able to reform the federal government. It must be cut off like a cancer. It's like gangrene is what has happened with it. But let's take a look at some of these other people just real quickly. Steve Schmidt, these are people who are not household names like George Conway. Steve Schmidt, going back to 2016, he's one of the founders, one of the movers and shakers behind the Lincoln Project. He, at the time, was saying that he thinks that Mike Pence and the rest of Trump's anti-gay cabal have conceded on marriage equality, reported a gay website. A former John McCain campaign manager, Steve Schmidt. Yeah, that guy with the Lincoln Project. And guess what? He's also an MSNBC political analyst. That's Steve Schmidt, right? MSNBC and John McCain. But we're all Republicans, said George Conway. We're all Republicans. We're conservative Republicans who don't like President Trump. We're real Christians who don't like President Trump. Former John McCain campaign manager, MSNBC political analyst Steve Schmidt said Trump blew the whistle back in 2016, November, on the culture wars. He said, basically, it's over. It's done. If you're a gay American this morning, it's over. You won. You have a Republican in the White House, and there's no more fighting about this issue. That was right after the election. They went on, however, they were not so convinced about that. They said, but what about vociferously anti-LGBT VP-elect Mike Pence? And he said, well, every one of those people, from Mike Pence on down, their silence was acquiescence to that position. It's over. You know, like Chick-fil-A. We beat them, right? That's what they all said after Chick-fil-A. And yet they're not happy to win on the issue of gay marriage. They're not happy to tell Chick-fil-A that they can't donate to the Salvation Army because the Salvation Army supports marriage. No, you have to only give money to people who support LGBT issues. And so Chick-fil-A says, okay. And then even though they come out and they say we won, they still want to grind Chick-fil-A into the dust. And the same thing is true of President Trump and Mike Pence. Even though they've acquiesced to the gay marriage issue, even though the log cabin Republicans said, it's over, we won. The radicals like Jennifer Horne and others have split off, joined forces with George Conway, and are coming after President Trump because it is a scorched earth policy. Schmidt's remarks about the culture wars also seem to completely ignore, says this gay website, completely ignore the GOP's 2016 party platform, which they call the most anti-LGBT party platform in American history, say the gays. See, this is what they're after. This is the issue. MSNBC's Steve Schmidt ignores extreme anti-LGBTQ Trump picks. He was criticized by Media Matters, George Soros' organization, at the same time, you know, criticized for saying that we won. Don't say we've won. We've got to eradicate these people. We can't live and let live. They must be destroyed. In addition to the White House filling up with extreme anti-gay advisors, says Media Matters, back again, a week after the election in 2016, LGBTQ people living in the U.S. are not only concerned about retaining marriage equality. They say one quarter of transgender youth have attempted suicide. See, that takes us back to the position of the Democrats, Elizabeth Warren, Hillary Clinton, Buttigieg, and others. We have to mandate a curriculum that makes heroes out of LGBT people. We have to mandate a curriculum that reinterprets our historical figures and our heroes to make them LGBT. And we have to teach it as a virtue. We have to worship it. We can't merely tolerate it. We can't have a live and let live. Finally, they ask, is Steve Schmidt the future of LGBT relations for the GOP? And he said, there is a sound conservative argument to be made for same-sex marriage. It cannot be argued that marriage between people of the same sex is un-American or threatens the rights of others. Well, yes, it can now, can't it? Because we've seen that these people try to destroy any business that does not bow down and worship their agenda. Then we take another one of these people, John Weaver. Meet the man behind John Huntsman's failed White House bid. As a matter of fact, you know, he was the campaign manager for John Huntsman, a conservative Republican, right? Well, no, he was not. He was a globalist as at that point in time, however, such a failed campaign that the Washington Examiner's David Fedoso said the next candidate who hires John Weaver should be written off immediately as unelectable. And now he is part of the founding group of the Lincoln Project. So that's good news. That he doesn't really know what he's doing. As a matter of fact, he also was a McCain person. Again, McCain and the LGBT connection. That is what the Lincoln Project is about. He also wrote a book, The Failure of Evangelical Mental Health Care, Treatments That Harm Women, LGBT Persons, and the Mentally Ill, Coming After Biblical Counseling and Reparative Therapy, as it's described on Amazon.com, that John Weaver, one of the founders of the Lincoln Project, putting out the hateful anti-Christian video, MAGA Church. John Weaver, associated with Huntsman, McCain, and again, the same issue that you saw so vital to Jennifer Horne, that she would come after her fellow Republicans because they did not prohibit the idea that people could change their sexual practices. Now they tell us, you know, that it's, you know, your gender, however, that's all in your mind. But, you know, your the other parts of the LGBT, that is hard-baked into your genetics. Don't you dare say anything about that. And then finally, Rick Wilson. My new book, Running Against the Devil, and his editorial, which came out. He writes for the Daily Beast, by the way. This Republican, you know, just like George Conway said, we are all Republicans. Yeah, Rick Wilson, one of these We Are Republican founders of the Lincoln Project, he writes for the Daily Beast. And you know what he just recently wrote? as they were founding this, they put this thing together the middle of December. It's taken them that long to do a 2.5 minute video. Nevertheless, Rick Wilson at the time, he wrote this article, Trump will be impeached, but Trumpism will F us forever. Oh, yes, he's an excellent writer. I would encourage you to get his book because obviously he's got the vocabulary of a writer. And he says things like this. Why can't Schumer get a real trial? Yes, Mitt Romney, Lisa Murkowski, Martha McSally, Susan Collins, Cory Gardner, and others could easily change the game. So, we got to get rid of Susan Collins. She is a target. Democrats have pulled their punches, he said, trying to require the Trump administration to produce documents and witnesses. Why the F aren't they litigating this to the hilt? Well, that's what they intend to do with the Lincoln Project. And now you know the rest of the story. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfraWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfraWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product and we got several thousand of these in and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game changing toothpaste and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's 4 to 5 of colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride free. The adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented Silver Sol silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation, InfoWarsStore.com. And that's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge. I keep my eye on the news all the time, but I miss the fact that in late 2019, just about 2 weeks ago, the CDC and the FDA approved live Ebola vaccine to be given inside the United States. And it is an experimental vaccine. It is live. It's not even attenuated. They've just genetically modified it, so it's supposedly not lethal. Same stuff they did with the Gardasil vaccine that's admittedly killed and maimed so many. This is just crazy. And the Congo's had the biggest outbreaks of Ebola ever since they started giving the vaccine there in the last few years. Oh, and of course, opening the borders up here and letting people in unvetted, the Democrats distribute across the country. You cannot make up the magnitude of this insanity. And it is an attempted Ebola assault on America. This is the New World Order.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
One more thing to say before I get into some legal issues and Paul Craig Roberts talking about the Justice Department is devoid of justice. As a matter of fact, in this article, op-ed piece by Paul Craig Roberts, every time he refers to the Department of Justice, he puts SIC in parentheses behind it. In other words, it's Latin for thus, right? And you put that behind... You know, if you're a writer and you're quoting somebody, they put out something that is written, and you want to draw attention to the fact that they did it incorrectly. they used the wrong word, they misspelled it or something. You know, you put it in there instead of altering their quote, you put it in there as they wrote it down, and then after it, you put in parentheses SIC. In other words, this is the way they did it. It's not right, but this is the way they did it. And so every time he refers to the Department of Justice, he puts Department of Justice sick. And it is sick. It is absolutely sick. And it is a fraud. And so we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what they're doing still to General Flynn, what has come out about Cheryl Atkinson. We got a lot of news about that. I just want to say one more thing as we leave the intolerant, radical wing of the LGBT GOP. George Conway, Jennifer Horn, and these other individuals who have written books, who have pushed for legislation to prohibit anybody from changing their sexual orientation, and who try to criminalize this when you have pastors talk to people about the power of Christ to change their life in any number of ways. You know, that's just one sin. You know, Christ can change you if you are sexually addicted to homosexuality or to drugs or to alcohol or any number of other things. And if there's not a change in your life, then Christ is not in your life. But they want to criminalize that. And we had this week James Shoup, formerly Jamie Shoup, tweeted out this month, the first person to obtain a legal non-binary sex designation has successfully petitioned the court, originally responsible for this non-binary status, to order that the sex on his birth certificate be restored to male. That's right, the first trans person to obtain a legal non-binary sex status change says, I want to go back. I want to go back. But, of course, we're supposed to believe that if you talk to anybody about any of this, especially within a religious context, that is hate speech. It should be purged, it should be punished, not just censored. And that's where these people who are part of the Lincoln Project, that's where they're coming from. That is where these people are coming from. They have a long history of this. And you need to understand, Christians, that this is where the battle is in our culture right now. It is a battle for our children. And this is the issue that they're coming after. And this is the issue on which they decide that they are going to destroy the church. They're not only trying to to divide and destroy the Republican Party. They have successfully divided and destroyed the United Methodist Church, one of the larger liberal denominations. They are now splitting. The third largest denomination in the U.S., they're now splitting over gay marriage. And in Sweden, we had a female Swedish priest who had commissioned a LGBT Eden painting. It's been very controversial, so they have replace that now with a Last Supper painting that has men in drag and Jesus in high heels. You don't think that this is the tip of the spear, that this is where the fight is? You better wake up. You better wake up. All right, let's talk about the corrupt legal system here. We talked about the corrupt culture and the corrupt parts of the Republican Party. Don't ever believe that simply because somebody's got a name with an R behind it, that they are a Republican, that they agree with you. You better do your homework and find out who these people are. Paul Craig Roberts writes, the Justice Department is devoid of justice, and he says that because Federal prosecutors at President Trump's Department of Justice have recommended a 6-month prison sentence for General Flynn. Why? Because his attorney, Sidney Powell, had the audacity to come back and say this was a lying construct by the FBI. The same people who set up President Trump began by setting up General Flynn. And President Trump's Department of Justice is still coming after General Flynn. He said, as Craig Paul Roberts writes, the criminal justice, quote-unquote, system is itself not subject to law. What they had to say was they said prosecutor for the DOJ said the sentence should adequately deter the defendant from violating the law and promote respect for the law. Seriously? After what we learned about what you did to General Flynn, we're supposed to respect the law and the Justice Department? It is clear that the defendant has not learned his lesson. He has behaved as though the law does not apply to him and as if there are no consequences for his actions. He's accused of lying to the FBI about nothing of any importance. He's accused of being uncooperative. As a matter of fact, he didn't even consciously lie to them. He didn't know that he was even being questioned about that. They set him up, and we all know because of their diary that they set him up, and the same people who set up President Trump set him up. But they have continued to defy his attorney, Sidney Powell. They've continued to withhold evidence that is exculpatory. And as I've pointed out, I've covered so many of these trials of political dissidents here in the United States, people like the Bundys, people like Ross Ulbricht, people like Martin Gosfeld, many, many others. You know, we've had, they always, in every one of these cases, Ross Ulbricht, Silk Road, they hide and keep away information that would prove the person innocent to get that. And that's exactly what they are doing to General Flynn. And then they have the audacity to say that he does not respect the law. As Paul Craig Roberts points out, and again, Paul Craig Roberts is a part of the Treasury Department for President Trump. He said this is precisely what the so-called Justice Department itself did for years in the orchestration of the fake Russiagate charge against President Trump. The Horowitz report of the so-called Justice Department's lies to the FISA court did not recommend a 6-month prison sentence for those so-called Justice Department officials who lied to the government. As a matter of fact, Paul Craig Roberts doesn't point out the fact that we had James Clapper lie under oath, not only to the Senate, to the Congress, but also to the American people about something that was very, very substantial, for which they're coming after Roger Stone, have convicted Roger Stone, and he's awaiting sentencing, right? They never even charged James Clapper with his obvious perjury that was exposed about a month, maybe 2 months later, by the Snowden documents. As Paul Craig Roberts points out, unfortunately, 97% of felony cases are resolved with plea bargains. In other words, there's no trial. That really has happened because juries are not informed. Juries don't have backbones. Juries are not nullifying these kind of political prosecutions and these kind of laws that overreach the authority of the federal government. It's typically the federal government. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.video, and that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever, and that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square. Sunday was supposed to be the last day that we could offer store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. It was 75% off with our big year-end sale. Because a lot of the products have already sold out. Most of the others are about to sell out. But quite frankly, I've been working on so many big stories that are breaking right now that I have not come up with new specials. And we're already so close to selling out all these products that I'm just going to go ahead and keep the sale going for two more days. And we're going to basically sell out of all of our major product lines. It'll take weeks, months for them all to come back in. Some come in weeks, some come in like 3 months. A lot of stuff's coming back in next week. So I've just decided, because of the inventory issues and all the rest of it, and because some of these were selling at losses, are making people buy a lot of other stuff, and we are making a profit, so I'm going to just keep the sale going, but only for 48 hours maximum, and then we've got to stop it. InfoWarsStore.com, year-end, now 2020 mega blowout sale, InfoWarsStore.com, biggest sales we're ever going to have. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate, but everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago when I started taking X2 and the products in InfoWars Life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Reason Magazine asks, is the FBI snooping on political groups and ideological publications? Are you serious? Do you even, is the Pope Catholic? Of course, there is some question with conservative Catholics as to whether or not the Pope is Catholic. But there is no question that the FBI is snooping on political groups and ideological groups and publications, and always has. Always has. Seriously. I remember COINTELPRO, the co-intelligence program where they were setting up people that were political dissidents, is typically the left at that point in time. Now, you know, they're coming after people on the right. Same tactics, however. Same tactics they used against Martin Luther King, they're now using against President Trump. Same people, the FBI. The same people that President Truman said, he said the FBI is trending towards a Gestapo. Nixon was afraid of them. All these presidents were afraid of them. They had dossiers on everybody in Washington. This is nothing new, by the way. But let's take a look at some more evidence that it is currently ongoing. Your corrupt Department of Justice, as I just pointed out, trying to get 6 months in prison for General Flynn. It's not enough to destroy his life. It's not enough to remove him from the Trump administration because he could be a threat
to the establishment and to the forever wars and the phony, war against ISIS. General Flynn was very correct to point out that we were arming ISIS. He had to be removed. And so they turned to the FBI to set him up and take him out. And now they want vengeance on him as well. Not enough to destroy his life. Not enough to bankrupt him. They want jail for General Flynn. None of these FBI agents who lied to entrap President Trump, none of them are having jail recommended for them by Inspector General Horowitz or by Trump's Justice Department. No, no, no. They are above the law and always have been. In the building that still bears the name of J. Edgar Hoover, one of the most corrupt and wicked people the United States has ever produced. The Cato Institute wants Congress to investigate the FBI after it refused to confirm or to deny the existence of files on dozens of political advocacy groups. See, we have this thing called the Freedom of Information Act, FOIA. And you can put in FOIA requests, and they're supposed to respond to them. But, of course, they are above the law as they come back and say, we've got to send General Flynn to jail to show that nobody is above the law. Well, except for them, of course, right? They don't have to respond to a FOIA request. Patrick Eddington, a research fellow at the Cato Institute, has submitted more than 200 Freedom of Information Act requests for FBI files on political advocacy groups, on civil liberties organizations, on think tanks and publications across the political spectrum. For about 24 of those requests so far, the FBI said it could neither confirm nor deny whether it had collected national security or foreign intelligence records on those groups. Some of those groups include the group Kids in Need of Defense, the Transgender Law Center. See, they're not just conservative organizations, the Transgender Law Center. Oh, we can't tell you. I refuse to tell you. I know we have this law called the Freedom of Information Act, but we, the FBI, do not have to obey the law. We use the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act to surveil and to set up the president. And we don't respond to FOIA requests if we don't want to. It also includes not just the Transgender Law Center, but also Ron Paul's Texas Campaign for Liberty. Oh, they don't want to tell you what they've been doing to spy on Ron Paul's Campaign for Liberty, the FBI. Also, the grassroots Fourth Amendment advocacy group, Restore the Fourth. They would be very opposed to restoring the Fourth Amendment because that means that you have to have due process and so forth, right? You have to have a reasonable cause, search warrants, things like that. They don't want that because, you know, that put this whole FISA stuff into question. Also includes the Cato Institute and the Reason Foundation, which publishes Reason Magazine. So is the FBI snooping on political groups and ideological publications? Well, yes. They always have. Are they above the law? Well, yes. Will Congress do anything about it? I would say no, based on James Clapper, who was caught snooping on everyone in the United States illegally, Mr. and Mrs. Verizon, lying about it under oath to Congress. And, of course, he's still walking around free. Not just the Cato Institute, Reason, Ron Paul, the Transgender Law Center. No, no, no. Not just those people, but there's other people that are being spied on as well. As a matter of fact, Cheryl Atkinson has just filed a new lawsuit claiming that, wait for it, one of the usual suspects, Rod Rosenstein, led a task force that spied on her. Why did they do that? Well, it began when she started reporting about their false flag operation, the gun walking program, Fast and Furious. And it escalated when she started reporting on Benghazi. Let's play video clip number 2.
Hi, everybody. Cheryl Atkinson here with a promised update to my fight to hold the government agents accountable for the intrusions into my computers. We have just filed a brand new complaint, which I hope satisfies one of the issues a judge had that we had not been able to name the actual names of the government agents involved in the intrusion. Of course, we argued we could not name the names because the government and courts would not permit us discovery to learn the names. But we did some additional detective work. We have five names to present to the court, names based on our information that were directly involved in the surveillance of my computers. One of them is Rod Rosenstein, then U.S. attorney in Baltimore, a former Department of Justice official. There are other names. You can go to CherylAtkison.com to find out more about this case. We're able to continue it, thanks in large part to your support. It's an uphill battle because if the Department of Justice and courts do not want a case to go forward for whatever reason, there are, as you might say, six ways from Sunday to prevent it. But go to CherylAtkison.com to find out more of the latest developments.
All right. And of course, you heard her say, well, you have a judge say, you don't have any names here. Well, we're trying to get the names, but they're blocking the information from us. They won't give us the information that we need, just like they won't give the attorney for General Flynn any exculpatory documents that would prove that they set him up, that would prove his innocence and so forth. They block that. And amazingly, a three-judge panel looking at this, two of them ruled that her claims should be dismissed because she took too long, 3 years. And she was not successful in determining the names of John Doe federal agents that were involved in the intrusion of her computer. However, the third judge rightly dissented and understood that Atkinson had consistently attempted to identify the John Does, but the Department of Justice continually blocked discovery. They filed protective orders. They filed motions to dismiss in an attempt to obstruct. And so that third judge says, these government actions are Kafkaesque. You obstruct Cheryl Atkinson, and then you blame her for taking too long. Yes, that is exactly what Kafka was talking about in the trial. Yeah, we're not going to give you that information. We're going to delay and all that. Oh, by the way, you took too long. Okay, case over. This is what our so-called Department of Justice is about. And again, she points out they've now discovered that in June of 2017, Rod Rosenstein, one of the usual suspects in this network of criminals we call the Justice Department, signed off on the fourth and final application for an improper FISA warrant to spy, not only on former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. A month earlier, he had offered to wear a wire to spy on President Trump. He said, I was just joking. She said that she has found that these intrusions that were authorized by him in the same way that they authorized the intrusions into the Trump campaign began in 2011 while she was reporting at CBS on the gun walking scandal that became Fast and Furious. It was a false flag. It was a false flag to create a problem that would only be addressed by the UN Arms Trade Treaty. That would control the movement of small arms across the border, and it would require the universal registration of all gun owners here in the United States.
If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old, and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride-free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you've got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globalists run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself, my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine.
All right, we're going to be talking about how they're attempting to run your life here in just a moment. And we're going to talk about a major win that the press is pretty much ignoring. Major win from President Trump on the environment. And we're going to break down what that win that is being ignored. Everybody's talking about impeachment. Everybody's talking about Iran. But nobody is talking about this. And this is very, very significant in terms of freedom. I also have more to say about what's happening in our corrupt so-called judicial system and the fact that we must destroy the idea, the false idea of judicial supremacy. Judicial supremacy must be destroyed, or it will be the end, already has been the end, of pretty much everything in the Constitution and in our society. But we have to continue on with that. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program. And we really do appreciate your support. We have moved in the last year from talkers. Let's see, this is the the Power 50 from TalkStream Live, the Power 50 report. We're now rated, this show is rated 34, up from 37 last year. So that's a big victory, considering the fact that we're banned on pretty much all social media platforms. I am on Twitter, but that's pretty much shadow banned. So we really do appreciate that. The only way you're going to find the program is to go directly to some of the podcasts that we have. We have still are on iTunes. We're on iHeart. We are on, I think, Spreaker. You can find those listed at my Twitter account, Libertarian. You can find out where you can find us on podcasts. So we do have a presence on some podcasts. And if you look real hard, you can find me on band.video. But it's pretty grateful that we actually moved up in spite of all the banning. So I do appreciate your support. And understand that we need your financial support as well. And we're trying to support you as you try to support your health. And so we have put in massive discounts on many different items. We have up to 75% off plus free shipping. Many, many different items have, many of our most popular items have sold out. But we still do have VasoBeat, super blue fluoride-free original toothpaste, and the new improved super silver whitening toothpaste. Both of those 50% off. VasoBeat is 60% off. All natural beet juice that operates as a vasodilator. That's what we try to do. We try to give you natural products that are safe, effective, and now highly discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus, Knockout, BioTrue Selenium, Ultra 12, our vitamin B12, all of those 60% off. Many items up to 75% off plus free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. All right, before we leave our corrupt Department of Justice, FBI, and judiciary system, you know, we have over 200 lawmakers are urging the Supreme Court to revisit Roe v. Wade. Now, I agree with that in sentiment, but I also understand this is a failed approach. Look, ever since Roe v. Wade was mandated by the Supreme Court, and when we had various Republican legislatures in Alabama and Georgia and elsewhere, really kind of based on the revelations that Planned Parenthood, Center for Medical Progress, caught them red-handed. They released the videos showing that Planned Parenthood was not only engaged in murder for hire, but actually body parts for hire. And it was outrageous. And it's even more outrageous that California would be persecuting and prosecuting David DeLayden and other people who are associated with the Center for Medical Progress for exposing that information. But the truth is out there. And the rest of the country has seen this. And so they came back, many different jurisdictions, state jurisdictions. Alabama, for example, passed a law that was essentially a carbon copy of the Texas law that was at the center of Roe v. Wade back in 1973. And when they did that, I went back and I looked at the original Roe v. Wade decision with you on air. At the beginning of it, the decision that was written by, I forget which justice wrote the decision, but that justice, and I put the word in quotes, just like Paul Craig Roberts does, said, we will look at this, you know, all these different things that we could look at. We could look at science. We could look at culture. We could look at tradition to determine when life begins. But we need to look at this and wonder what the Constitution says. Well, first of all, the Constitution says you don't have the authority to set like some kind of a King Solomon over this and determine that you're going to divide the baby. And that's exactly what they did do. They divided the baby into three parts, not two parts, like King Solomon threatened to do. And they said, well, you know, we're not going to let anybody prohibit abortion in the first third of the baby's life. First trimester. And they referred back to all the things that they said they weren't going to do. They looked at tradition. They looked at Greek tradition. They looked at European law. They looked at what they thought at the time was scientific evidence. And, of course, the scientific evidence and what we're able to see now has radically changed. And then they made a pronouncement, which they had no authority to do. The Supreme Court, the federal government for that matter, has no authority to define when life begins. That is something that could and should be done only at the state and local level. But they took that authority. And so what do we do about that? Do we lobby them? Do we beg them? Do we have 200 congressmen and senators file a friend of the court brief urging them to uphold the pro-life Louisiana law and reconsider Roe v. Wade? Should we beg them for our freedom? Should we beg them not to usurp their authority as they also redefined marriage, supposedly? You know, they came up with their definition of it. Marriage still is between one man and one woman, no matter what the Supreme Court says. But we need to drop this pretense that they have the final say. Judicial supremacy must be destroyed. And so we need to have these congressmen and senators push back again. We have divided powers in government. These congressmen and senators have sworn to uphold the Constitution, and part of that is the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, and they need to say that we're not going to have judicial supremacy. You're not going to decide these issues that you have no authority delegated to you from the states and from the people. And when the states and the people say otherwise, they will prevail. You have no say on these issues. We should also have state and local officials who, instead of saying, well, we've passed the law, let's hope that the Supreme Court does it, they need to stand up and do something about that. And then finally, you, the juries, need to do something about it. You know, when you go into a jury and when you're part of a jury, you don't have to appeal to some politician. You know, every time you vote for somebody, just think of their campaign promises as a fruitcake. It's got all kinds of stuff in it. And if these guys don't get elected, of course, the fruitcake just gets passed on to somebody else and nobody even tries to eat it. You know, for the most part, it is an ad hoc collection of stuff, and you're not going to like it. You're probably not even going to eat it. They're probably not even if they get elected, they're probably not going to actually serve you a slice of the fruitcake, whether you like it or not. That's why jury nullification, as I pointed out yesterday, is so vital. It's been a key part of pushing back against alcohol prohibition before they repealed it. You know, they did that constitutionally, actually, with the 18th Amendment. They eventually took that back with the 21st Amendment. They had to pass those because they didn't have the authority to prohibit alcohol without a constitutional amendment. They don't have the authority to prohibit marijuana. But even when it was prohibited by the federal government, you had a lot of juries in North Carolina and elsewhere saying, we're not going to send people to jail for making moonshine. You had a lot of people said, we're not going to send people to jail for having pot, using it medically. You have people who are now doing that with gun laws and saying, we're not going to let you put these people in jail. Of course, the problem is that they want to take the guns and kill the people and then do the due process later. But if you have a chance, use your jury nullification. As a matter of fact, it is such a weapon that we just had a three-panel U.S. Second Circuit Court of Appeals rebuke a district judge who looked at a trial that was being brought up to somebody. I'll talk about this when we come back because I'm about out of time. And he said, this is just a piece of garbage that the federal government is doing in this particular trial. This is screaming for jury nullification. He said, because you said that, we're going to reverse your decision here. We're going to discipline you for that. Do not say the words jury nullification, judge, or the legal system will punish you. Lawyers already know this. If they talk about jury nullification, you know, it's going to be basically the end of their career. That's why most people, you need to know it as a juror. A few people will represent themselves because they know how the legal system is set up against real juries.
It's either happened to every person listening or it's happened to someone you know. Everybody is well aware of the fact that most people that end up getting the flu have taken the flu vaccine right before they get it, and that they get the worst case of the flu of their life. But still, like concentration camp victims, they line up at the different pharmacies and clinics to get the injections. It doesn't matter that studies, mainline government studies in Canada and Europe show that when you take the flu vaccine, it doubles your chances of getting the flu the next season by lowering your immunity. It goes on and on. Or the fact that the governments have never guessed the next year's mutation, that the flu vaccine has never, ever even worked. But how do you prop up a hoax? You keep the giant hoax going. No wonder we've got one of the worst flu seasons on record happening right now.
Sunday was supposed to be the last day that we could offer store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. It was 75% off with our big year-end sale. Because a lot of the products have already sold out. Most of the others are about to sell out. But quite frankly, I've been working on so many big stories that are breaking right now that I have not come up with new specials. And we're already so close to selling out all these products that I'm just going to go ahead and keep the sale going for two more days. And we're going to basically sell out of all of our major product lines. It'll take weeks, months for them all to come back in. Some come in weeks, some come in like 3 months. A lot of stuff's coming back in next week. So I've just decided, because of the inventory issues and all the rest of it, and because some of these we're selling at losses are making people buy a lot of other stuff, and we are making a profit, so I'm going to just keep the sale going, but only for 48 hours maximum, and then we've got to stop it. InfoWarsStore.com, the year-end, now 2020 mega blowout sale, InfoWarsStore.com, biggest sales we're ever going to have.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we mentioned yesterday, we'll talk a little bit more about it today. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals lift the block that was put on by a lower judge, a block on $3.6 billion for border wall construction. President Trump tweeted about that yesterday. We talked about that yesterday. We'll mention that again. That was the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. And we have the Second Circuit Court of Appeals in a different decision, slapping a federal judge for allowing jury nullification as a defense. I got to say, you know, again, we've got to stop appealing to these judges for our basic liberties. And the Second Circuit Court of Appeals and coming after this judge about jury nullification is absolutely wrong. There is no purpose of having a jury if they're not able to judge the law and the overreach of a government. The jury is there to nullify bad laws and to let somebody go free if the penalty is too severe, which is also a part of our Bill of Rights. And that is your right and your duty as a juror, and you better inform yourself about that and other people. That is one of the linchpins of our freedom, as I pointed out yesterday. I quoted many of the founders of this country. I didn't get into the William Penn case. I've talked about that many times. That established both habeas corpus and jury nullification as the most important parts of our English tradition that was carried over from the UK to the United States and encoded in law. And encoded, by the way, jury nullification encoded into the Constitution of many states. But let's talk about this particular case. As Reason Magazine points out, it's not news that most judges balk at the prospect of jury nullification. As a matter of fact, in most cases, they will lie to you as a juror. The judge will, in his instructions, tell you that you are not here to judge the law or the penalties that will be assessed. You're here simply to judge the facts of the case. The judge will be lying to you. He will be lying to your face, and you better know what your rights are. Because if you haven't noticed, the government is constantly lying to you. That's just the one incident of it. Nevertheless, the right and the power of juries to bring not guilty verdicts, even when defendants have violated laws that jurors consider to be unjust or wrongly applied. It is, however, news, writes Reason, when judges take a high-profile slap at a colleague who endorsed jury nullification in his own courtroom. It's an even bigger deal when they can barely assemble a majority to join in the public shaming of that judge for allowing jury nullification. That's exactly what happened last month when a divided three-judge panel of the Second Circuit Court of Appeals rebuked U.S. District Judge Stephen Underhill, who presided over what he called a shocking case that calls for jury nullification. What was this case? Now, you're going to listen to the details of this case, and you're going to say, well, wait a minute. You know, hang this guy high. It certainly sounds bad when you listen to it. And I'm reminded of Dennis Hastert, the pedophile, longest-serving Speaker of the House for the Republican Party, a man who was chosen to run for Congress because he was a pedophile, because he was blackmailable. You know, it's not just Jeffrey Epstein and Mossad and the CIA who blackmail people. It's politicians who do it as well. He was chosen to run for office because they knew that as a wrestling coach, he was a known pedophile. And then he was kept in office, and you had people like Rush Limbaugh defending him and defending other people in the Republican Party as it came out that they were involved in having sex with underage pages in Congress and so forth. And yet, his conviction was a travesty. And I say that because he was convicted of withdrawing his own money to pay off somebody to keep it quiet. They could have sent him to jail and should have sent him to jail by getting rid of the statute of limitations, but instead they chose to try him for a non-trial. So we'll talk about that when we come back. What is the basis of the trial and what did this judge say? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As we're going to break, the crew found a good meme about jury nullification. Harkening back to the Fight Club. It's got a picture of the Fight Club. It says, the first rule of jury nullification is you do not talk about jury nullification. Just like Fight Club. And that's true. Even if you are a federal judge, you do not talk about jury nullification or you'll get in trouble. Don't talk about jury nullification if you are a lawyer. You'll get in trouble with the legal system. And if you are a juror, do not talk about jury nullification or they'll throw you off. Just do it. Just do it. Because why is this something that even the mentioning of it is something that causes a federal judge to get disciplined? Well, the reason, folks, is because it is the essence of why we have a jury, and it is kryptonite to government abuse of power. And we have never seen government abuse of power like we see it now. We have never needed jury nullification more than we need it now. It is a rightful remedy. You can do it as a power of one. You can shut down the application of an unjust, unconstitutional law. That's very powerful. Very powerful, but do not use the term jury nullification because even if you're a judge, you get hammered. So this judge said this is a dubious case of federal child pornography. It grew out of a statutory rape case. Now, reading the details of this from this Reason magazine, they say it's a statutory rape case. I don't know if there was consent, but I do agree with statutory rape laws. I do agree that under a certain age, and we've set that age limit, that under a certain age, you should not be able to consent to that. And I've talked about this many times as the government pushes gender fluidity on children in kindergarten. It's like, are you kidding me? What does statutory rape laws mean if you're going to tell a child that they can sexually mutilate themselves for life and they can make that decision when they're in kindergarten or sixth grade or whatever, or 6 years old? Like the case of the young boy here in Texas, where his mother wanted him to change his gender, and they were going to sexually castrate him. They were going to chemically castrate him at the age of 8. James Younger, his father, came in here. We interviewed him. I mean, that is statutory rape right there, being done by institutions. Nevertheless, this is a statutory rape case. It involved a 15-year-old female victim in Connecticut. So I would say that applies, statutory rape. An individual assaulted her, recorded the assault with a cell phone, and uploaded the video to his Google account. The only people who saw it were the guy who made it and the girl who was in it, which would indicate that she had consented perhaps, but she is not old enough to do that. Now, he was already being tried for these crimes and facing, and they were crimes. I'm not trying to excuse this, but he'd already been put up for these crimes at the state level. So how did the feds get jurisdiction in this? Well, it was a state criminal case. The feds chose to pile on. And in doing so, they chose to do it in a way that was basically fictional. And that's what this federal judge was saying, is that this is not a federal case. The way that they're trying to apply this should not apply. And that's why he was very outraged by it. The feds chose to pile on. Apparently, the mere fact that the recording equipment was manufactured outside of Connecticut is sufficient to meet the interstate commerce requirement of the child pornography statute, said the judge. And he could not believe this. He said, are you kidding me? You're going to say that this is interstate commerce because the recording equipment was manufactured outside of Connecticut? See, they use the commerce clause and the general welfare clause whenever they want to extend their power in unconstitutional ways. This is a good example of how they twist that and stretch it like silly putty. And it is silly. The Ninth and Tenth Amendment, by the way, folks, if there is any question about the specious, ambiguous arguments about whether or not the general welfare clause allows them to do anything that they wish or whether the commerce clause allows them to do anything that they wish, just understand this. The commerce clause was in place when they prohibited alcohol. But everybody in the country understood, because they read the Constitution at the time they prohibited alcohol, that they didn't have the authority under the Constitution, under the Commerce Clause, to prohibit alcohol. It required a constitutional amendment. The Ninth and Tenth Amendment came after the Commerce Clause, came after the General Welfare Clause. So even if you want to make this lying argument that you have authority under this, it was shut down with the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. One of the reasons we had the Bill of Rights is because James Madison and many of the Anti-Federalists believed that there might be some ambiguous loopholes that would be exploited. You know, things like maybe even the Commerce Clause or General Welfare Clause. And so they were very specific with the Ninth and Tenth Amendment and with these other issues to say you do not have that authority if it is not specifically, expressly given to you. You cannot assume it under the Commerce Clause, under the General Welfare Clause. And so nobody believed that the Commerce Clause supports the drug war. But now that's the argument that they make. Commerce Clause. We don't need to change the Constitution to prohibit marijuana or anything else like we needed to with the alcohol prohibition, because we've got the Commerce Clause. Well, you had it back when those were passed as well. Anyway, the judge, the judge was absolutely incredulous that they would invoke the Commerce Clause to say that this made this a federal case because the recording equipment was made outside of the state. And so he said, this is begging. This is a shocking case, he wrote. This is a case that calls for jury nullification. Yes, it was a crime, but it was a state crime. It was not a federal crime. He said, I'm absolutely stunned that this case, with a 15-year mandatory minimum, has been brought by the government. I'm going to be allowed no discretion at sentencing to consider the seriousness of this conduct. Why? Because it's mandatory minimum. Again, that's something else that should not be allowed under the Constitution. I'm not going to be allowed any discretion at sentencing to consider the seriousness of this conduct or the lack of seriousness of this conduct. And it's extremely unfortunate that the power of the government has been used in this way. To what end, I'm not sure. And so, because this judge talked about jury nullification and the ridiculous way that the law was being applied by the feds, this Second Circuit Court of Appeals slapped him down, but only two out of the three judges. They said, our case law is clear. It is not the proper role of courts to encourage nullification. No, it is. That is the proper role of juries, and you should stop lying to them. But they don't want that because, again, as I pointed out, it is kryptonite to the abuse of power by the federal government. And we need to take that kryptonite. We need to bind them hand and foot and throw them into the river, like you saw Lex Luthor do to Superman, right? As a practical matter, there is no meaningful difference between a court's knowing failure to remove a juror intent on nullification. See, they will remove you if you talk about nullification. That's what I would say. The first rule of jury nullification is don't talk about jury nullification. So there is no meaningful difference, said these two judges, between a court failing to remove a juror who knows about jury nullification or court's instruction to the jury that encourages nullification, and a court's ruling that affirmatively permits counsel to argue nullification. So in other words, judge, you're just as guilty as a lawyer who talks about nullification, and you ought to be thrown out of here just like a juror who talks about nullification. That's how dangerous it is to these people. So he will not be allowed to argue in his defense in favor of jury nullification. That's what he should be allowed to argue, right? His trial will feature jurors who are informed that they must abide by the federal government's legal contortionist interpretation of the law, though they may be told about the draconian potential sentences in the case. There you go. So he's going to be tried by this, and they're not going to allow him to talk about jury nullification. It's kind of a catch-22. When we come back, we're going to talk about this case where the Fifth Circuit Court has removed the unlawful restrictions placed by one lone judge who decided that he would blackball President Trump's legal duty to protect the border. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect, because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue, that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. And that's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity. And I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that and some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job, but now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective, and the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them, but it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, yesterday we had the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals lift a block that was put on $3.6 billion for border wall construction by a lower court judge who had no authority to do that. It is not only the authority but the duty of the president to protect our borders. And I have said from the time that President Trump was elected that he needed to use the military, he needed to do it right away, he needed to ignore the judiciary, but along the tradition of all of these presidents that we've had in recent time, that was not the opinion of Andrew Jackson, who said the Supreme Court has made its decision. Let's see them enforce it. It was not the decision. It was not the position of Thomas Jefferson, who said Marbury versus Madison will destroy the Constitution if we allow them to continue with judicial supremacy. But all of our modern presidents have bowed to that. Of course, I don't know, what would they do to President Trump if he shut down judicial supremacy? Would they try to impeach him? yeah, wait for it. Anyway, nevertheless, we've had, remember, it was just back in July that the Supreme Court ruled by a 5-4 decision that, yes, the president could use the military's budget to defend our border. Imagine that. What a novel idea. Of course he can. Again, we don't have a Department of Defense. We have a War Department. All they want is foreign wars. They do not want to defend this country. And so you have the bureaucrats in the Pentagon. You have the bureaucrats in the Department of Defense Contractors. That's really what it is. It's not a Department of Defense. It's a Department of Defense Contractors saying, no, we don't want money spent on that. We want you to spend the money on our weapons that we sell. Don't actually defend the country. So now President Trump has won the permission of our judicial lord and masters to go ahead and do this. But they said back in July that the administration could legally use military money for wall construction. Thank you so much for the permission to do what we all know we already had the permission to do. But there is another brick in the wall, and you can look at that any way that you want. And of course, that is the environmental regulations that they will use to try to stop construction. Now, in a major victory that is not really being talked about by anybody, it was announced yesterday, Trump proposes sweeping rewrites of environmental regulations. These go back to 1970, to the creation of the EPA, the unconstitutional EPA, created by Richard Nixon, who had absolutely no respect for the Constitution. I mean, from wage and price controls to taking us off of the gold standard to creating the EPA, to creating the Department of Energy, Richard Nixon had a horrendous record. The war on drugs, I could go on and on about Richard Nixon, but I'm not. Nevertheless, President Trump is being described as the biggest deregulatory move to date. This is a big victory, folks. Even though people are not talking about this, this is much bigger than what happened in Iran. Much bigger. Much more important for the lives of you and I than what happened in Iran. Far more important. Yes, it would be a lot of money, a lot of lives lost, a lot of American soldiers' lives lost if they're able to push us into a war. But let's understand that they also are doing things to us here in a very subtle way that we don't typically see, and this is a good example of it. President Trump yesterday announced a sweeping rewrite of regulations to carry out the 1970 National Environmental Policy Act. This rewrite will slash the time and the paperwork required to get approval for bridges, highways, and, wait for it, other projects. What other projects could that be? Well, we know that one of the tactics that they used to delay the wall is going to be say, well, we got to have an environmental study. Got to have an environmental study. We're going to have a very strong regulation, but it's going to move very quickly, said President Trump. Interior Secretary David Bernhardt said that Trump's proposal, which will be open for public comment for 60 days, is the biggest deregulatory step that he has taken so far. Again, remember, these are rules that are written by the bureaucracy. And although I do not agree with the bureaucracy writing our laws, because as I've pointed out many times, when they write a rule, you have not only taxation without representation, but you have legislation without representation. And the federal government operates under the pretense that rules are not laws. Rules don't have to give you any due process. You don't get the presumption of innocence. You don't get a trial. You don't get any kind of due process. You don't get any protection against excessive fines. So the FAA or the EPA or any of these people, they can write a rule. And they can take everything that you've got. And that's a big problem. But at the same time, you can have a, if they're going to operate under that system, then you can have an Interior Secretary who says we're going to do away with that. And hopefully that's what's going to happen. The 1970 NEPA requires the federal government to take environmental changes into account when building or funding projects such as airports and military bases and walls. It took just 4 years, pointed out President Trump, to build the Golden Gate Bridge. 4 years. It took 5 years to build the Hoover Dam. It took less than 1 year to build the Empire State Building. We can't do that anymore. He said today, President Trump said, it can take more than 10 years just to get a permit to build a simple road. It's one of the reasons why our infrastructure is collapsing. It's one of the reasons why we couldn't build the interstate system today. Interstate system was built before Richard Nixon threw a monkey wrench into the works with his EPA, with his 1970 NEPA. And so what President Trump is saying, it takes 10 years to get a permit to build a simple road? Well, you know, they're going to stop the wall if that happens. But he said it is big government at its absolute worst. Other countries look at us and they cannot believe it. It's going to help us in a number of ways, but it is certainly going to help us to build the wall. So we've had two obstacles to the wall removed this week, and very good to see that. But let's talk not just about the legal issues here, but let's talk a little bit about the actual facts, as if science and facts mattered to the environmentalists. This article from Free Thought Project points out a firefighter was let out of jail despite serious sex offenses, and then he has now been arrested in Australia for setting 17 fires, 17 of the fires. This is a firefighter who was let out of jail for serious sex offenses, and then he goes on to become an arsonist. But it's not just that. You know, I talked earlier this week. I said, well, look, at least two dozen cases of people being tried as arsonists in Australia for setting fires. Yeah, it is man-made global warming, but not the kind that they're telling you. Actually, that number has now gone up to close to 200 people. Authorities in Australia have arrested close to 200 people for deliberately starting bushfires that have devastated the country. And yet, you have these people telling us this is man-made global warming. No, it's arson, pure and simple. And it is also the environmental policies where they say, we're not going to let you have fire breaks. Just like here in the United States, on federal land, they're no longer allowing people to clear off the deadwood. And so what happens once a fire starts? It's uncontrollable. Their response to the fires in the Smoky Mountains, the feds said, well, don't build anything close to our property. Because, of course, they're totally irresponsible. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times, I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.Video, and that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever. And then if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.Video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Sunday was supposed to be the last day that we could offer store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. It was 75% off with our big year-end sale because a lot of the products have already sold out. Most of the others are about to sell out. But quite frankly, I've been working on so many big stories that are breaking right now that I have not come up with new specials. And we're already so close to selling out all these products that I'm just going to go ahead and keep the sale going for two more days. And we're going to basically sell out of all of our major product lines. It'll take weeks, months for them all to come back in. Some come in weeks, some come in like 3 months. A lot of stuff's coming back in next week. So I've just decided because of the inventory issues and all the rest of it, and because some of these were selling at losses are making people buy a lot of other stuff, and we are making a profit, so I'm going to just keep the sale going, but only for 48 hours maximum, and then we've got to stop it. InfoWarsStore.com, year-end, now 2020 mega blowout sale, InfoWarsStore.com, biggest sales we're ever going to have.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We were talking about environmentalism. We were talking about the fact that President Trump is going to go back and look at the unconstitutional draconian measures that were put in place by Richard Nixon in 1970 that are requiring us to get 10 years of legal wrangling to get permission to even build a road. Our governments have to do that. So as he pointed out, you know, we built the Empire State Building in a year. It took 5 years to do the Hoover Dam, 4 years to do the Golden Gate Bridge, I think it was. But we can't build anything. We can't even get started for 10 years anymore. We can't build roads. We can't do anything. We can't repair our infrastructure. We can't build a wall. And so the Trump administration is going to remove that because it was not a law. It was a regulation that was put on. And that's a very powerful thing. So maybe, you know, that'll revisit this. If they don't like this, the environmentalists, maybe we can go back to having a situation where we actually pass laws rather than having regulation and taxation without representation. But let's take a look at the fear-mongering of the people telling us that the sky is falling, that we're all going to die because of unicorn farts. We have this story, which actually, I remember covering this summer. It might have been the same place, or it might be yet another park, but I've seen this in a lot of different places. So let's go back and review this because, you know, obviously it didn't get enough coverage if it is the same story, or it is something that is happening in multiple national parks. Glacier National Park, quietly removing its gone by 2020 signs. Let's play this report, video clip number 5 from Roger Roots. He is actually the founder of Lysander Spooner University. Video clip number 5.
I'm here at the visitor center at St. Mary Visitor Center at Glacier National Park. There is a very large panorama display here that shows the park with lots of lights, and it's describing goodbye to the glaciers, basically suggesting that computer models indicate glaciers will be gone by the year 2020. Now that's 2.5 years from now. So they're projecting, this is the official government's position, that there will be no glaciers in just 3 years. And there's an actual interactive button where you press the button and they show you the lights. 1850, 1900, 1950, 1980, 2000, and 2020 projected. Again, the official government's position is that there will be no glaciers by the year 2020. That's in 3 years. I find that highly unlikely.
Yeah, the inconvenient lies of the environmentalists. It's so unfortunate for people like Al Gore and others who did not get their agenda passed, and now we find that they were pushing an agenda that was based on a pack of lies. And so it's very important. They brought back up that video that they put out there. That was in, he said, 2.5 years from now. It's all going to be gone, right? So that's 2017 and a half. And they had a, as you saw there in that video, they have a three-dimensional model, a diorama. You can push the lights to see, you know, where the glaciers are going to be by the various time frames. And in 2.5 years, they're all going to be gone. And yet they aren't. They aren't. So they've now quietly removed that. And he and teams from Lysander Spooner University would visit the park each September. And they noted that the Glacier National Park's most famous glaciers, such as the Grinnell Glacier and the Jackson Glacier, appear to have been growing, not shrinking, since about 2010. And so they were pushing back on that. And it is time for us to remind everybody of the false prophets of the environmental religion. And it is a religion. They call you not a skeptic, because we're not talking about science here. They call you a denier, because we're talking about religious beliefs. It is a pagan religion. It sees Mother Earth, it sees Gaia as some kind of a sentient being that is going to get vengeance on us humans. And we, of course, are likened under that Gaia theory that came out by James Lovelock, who is now basically denied the nonsense of global warming himself. But they're still operating under that idea. They would put that out as if you and I, all of the human race, are a virus on the planet Earth, this living, thinking, sentient organism, the human Earth, that they personify as the Greek goddess Gaia. By the way, Gaia spawned the Nephilim, or the Gigantes, as they put it in Greek, you know, the fallen ones. But that's another story for another day. Volcanoes, however, are melting the Antarctic glaciers. That's right. Yeah, the glaciers in the Antarctic are shrinking, but it is because of volcanic activity. Not only are volcanoes melting the ice in Antarctica, previous studies show that the underwater volcanoes, and not humans, are melting ice in the Arctic as well. Three new research studies confirm that geothermal heat flow and not man-made global warming is the dominant cause of West Antarctic ice sheet melting, says geologist James Edward Camus. One study entitled Evidence of an Active Volcanic Heat Source Beneath the Pine Island Glacier proves that the Pine Island Glacier of West Antarctica is melting and retreating from geothermal heat from a currently active subglacial volcano, not man-made global warming. And that is from the National Science Foundation. You know, occasional cortex. You know, science. A different study entitled Bedrock in West Antarctica Rising at a Surprisingly Rapid Rate shows a Marie Byrd bedrock mantle plume hotspot region is rising rapidly and forming an extensive high elevation dome. The geologist mentioned before, Camus, contends that the high elevation rise rate of this plume region is a result of geothermal bottom melting of the ice column and upward bulging of the bedrock and not post-glacial rebound. Yet a third study entitled New Study Suggests Surprising Wrinkle in the History of West Antarctic Ice Sheet proves that the West Antarctic ice sheet significantly melted and retreated 10,000 years ago, then quickly recovered to its full extent. In other words, these people don't have a lie to stand on. Let's talk a little bit about the War Powers Act as we're talking about liars. We had Nancy Pelosi and the House Democrats for the most part. It was pretty much along partisan lines. They voted to limit President Trump's power to strike Iran without Congress. Now, I happen to agree that we ought to limit presidential power to drag us into wars. Once a war is declared, once a war is debated and declared by Congress as the Constitution requires, then get out of the way and let the president run it. But I don't think we ought to be drugged into these wars. Nevertheless, as I pointed out yesterday, we've had Barack Obama, the first time an American president has been at war for 8 years, his entire presidency. George W. Bush just missed it. He got a late start there with the Afghanistan war. But Barack Obama was at war for all 8 years, and he added many new wars. He added drone strikes. He added assassinations. He added the alleged killing of Osama bin Laden, which I don't necessarily buy into. Nevertheless, as Zero Hedge points out, after repeatedly being ignored by presidents going all the way back to Ronald Reagan, the House voted 224-194, an almost entirely a party line vote, to say that they're not going to allow this. But of course, you know, remember we had Obama doing his massive drone assassinations, talking about how, yeah, actually it turns out I'm really, really pretty good at killing. And you even had John Brennan calling it not drone assassinations, but a disposition matrix. You had three Republicans voting for the measure out of a total and a total of eight Democrats voting against it. Thomas Massey of Kentucky, Francis Rooney of Florida, Matt Gaetz of Florida all voted to pass the resolution. And again, as I said, we ought to debate whether or not we're going to get into a war. We'll talk about the other side of that when we come back. Sarah Sanders doesn't think we should. And Dan Crenshaw, as some people called him McCain 2.0, thinks we ought to stay in Afghanistan forever. Forever. He's upfront about it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate. But everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago when I started taking X2 and the products in InfoWars Life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
I keep my eye on the news all the time, but I miss the fact that in late 2019, just about 2 weeks ago, the CDC and the FDA approved live Ebola vaccine to be given inside the United States. And it is an experimental vaccine. It is live. It's not even attenuated. They've just genetically modified it so it's supposedly not lethal. Same stuff they did with the Gardasil vaccine that's admittedly killed and maimed so many. This is just crazy. And the Congo's had the biggest outbreaks of Ebola ever since they started giving the vaccine there in the last few years. Oh, and of course, opening the borders up here and letting people in unvetted, the Democrats distribute across the country. You cannot make up the magnitude of this insanity. And it is an attempted Ebola assault on America. This is the New World Order.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Nancy Pelosi, she is the maker of rules and dealing with fools, and of course, as they passed the idea yesterday that they are going to not because they want to support the Constitution, but because they want to attack President Trump. And they said, well, we're going to require authorization. Nancy Pelosi said back in 2011 that Obama did not need authorization to use force in Libya. And, of course, he didn't need it to allegedly assassinate Osama bin Laden either. But here's Nancy Pelosi back in 2011, video clip number 7.
So, Madam Speaker, Madam Leader, you're saying that the President did not need authorization initially and still does not need any authorization from Congress on Libya?
Yes.
Thank you both.
Thank you all very much.
Yep, we're just fine with that. But not now, because now it's Trump, and so we have a different set of rules. Different set of rules. I think that we ought to be consistent about it. I think actually we ought to follow the Constitution. As I said, we have a debate. We talk about why we're going to war. Who was it that attacked us first? And then what do we seek to do? And how do we know when we win? We're going to talk about that because Dan Crenshaw, the new congressman from Texas, had a very interesting interview where he talks about why he wants to stay in Afghanistan forever and what, in his mind, war is about. He's being called John McCain 2.0, and I think rightfully so. But before we leave, just remember Sarah Sanders came out and said, I can't think of anything dumber than allowing Congress to take over our foreign policy. Well, it's not foreign policy. It's whether or not we're going to have a war. And then at that point, the president is the commander in chief because we don't commit, we don't run a war by committee, but we should abide by the Constitution. That would be a good thing, actually, if we did that. But let's talk about what this kind of policy looks like and the people that you may admire. Certainly, Dan Crenshaw is an admirable man in his personal life, but he is absolutely a tool of the deep state when it comes to foreign policy, when it comes to forever wars. He was on the Charlie Kirk show, and to his credit, Charlie Kirk, who I usually don't agree with, Charlie Kirk, who I typically see as a shill for establishment Republicans, called him out on this one aspect, consistently called him out on it. Here's the back and forth. He asked Dan Crenshaw, do you think we should ever end the current war in Afghanistan? No, said Crenshaw. No. Keep it going forever. And, of course, we've had the Pentagon essentially say that. No, we'll be there for decades. He said, again, this gets back to what is the mission, said Crenshaw. The mission is prevention. It always has been. Now, I think the reason we're having this discussion is because for too long, leaders were telling you that the mission was winning. You see, it is not the, think about that. If the mission is prevention, yeah, we will be everywhere all the time. Because what we're talking about here in his mind and what the Pentagon is selling you is what was dramatized in H.G. Wells' Things to Come, Shape of Things to Come, and the movie that you've seen. I forget. One of them was called Things to Come. The other one was The Shape of Things to Come. I forget which one was a movie, which one was a book. But in that, you had the airmen who had superior military technology, and they decided that they were going to impose a global peace by the superiority of their technology. They were going to subjugate everybody else. That is a prescription for world government, for domination. And when you say that our mission is prevention and not winning, how do you support that? That is absolutely a bankrupt globalist idea that's being sold by Dan Crenshaw. Shame on him, and he has disqualified himself ever from your support. Because Charlie Kirk questions him on this, and they continue along this line of reasoning here. He says, well, I think it's long past time to end the war, said Kirk. He said, the American people tend to agree with that. Polling shows that it's underwater. We spent $5 billion on Afghan security forces. There's a question of whether or not that's been effective. That's way less than we've spent. Crenshaw then says, and he goes on to say, we spent more than $1 trillion, lost thousands of people. Make the case that we should continue with the occupation of Afghanistan. What does success look like? What does victory look like? He doesn't really care. See, success and victory looks like the raw exercise of power. You know, when we talk about having wars, again, the Christian foundation of this country is based on the idea of a justified war, a just war. And in a just war, you don't attack people unless you have been attacked. And so when we talk about prevention, let's understand that we have put ourselves in a position that we described when the Japanese attacked us preemptively. They attacked us to prevent us from attacking them. FDR rightfully called it a day of infamy. And it is infamy to strike first. That's why he invited them to strike first. He essentially set that up. Because under those in those days, we still thought that wars should be defensive. We thought that we should limit it to civilian, not have civilian casualties. That's why we wear uniforms and the Muslims don't. And that it would have an end, and that the end would be defined as the cessation of hostilities. That we would stop killing people, once we had stopped their aggression. But you have Dan Crenshaw saying, well, what do we get out of it? We get out of it is not having another 9/11 every single day. Again, pushing the lie that men in caves took down 3 skyscrapers, collapsing in their footprint in a mere matter of hours. 3 skyscrapers taken down by only 2 planes. So how do we get into this? The linchpin of this tyranny. this linchpin of the forever wars goes back to 9/11, and Dan Crenshaw is still selling us that lie. He said, you're right, it's underwater as far as public opinion goes. The president himself is very skeptical of it. There's been a lot of leaders who've been constantly saying that we're going to win, and we've got to win, win, win. Because it's like everybody saying, okay, but what does winning look like exactly? You're supposed to decide that before you get into it. But he doesn't like that. He says, well, we've never been honest about what winning looks like. I'm very honest about what winning looks like. Winning means preventing a terrorist attack. It's preventing the ability of those people. In other words, we strike first, and then we stay there forever. After 18 years of U.S. occupation, the Gallup poll has found that Afghans are the saddest people on earth. 0% when they asked if they are currently thriving. Nobody, 0% in Afghanistan said they were thriving. Asked to rate their lives on a scale of 1 to 10, Afghans gave an average answer of 2.7, a record low for any country that was studied. Worse still, when asked to predict the quality of their life in 5 years, it was even lower, 2.3. As Gerald Celente has pointed out many times, when people lose everything they've got, they tend to lose it. We are radicalizing these people. We are not helping ourselves. We are not helping them by becoming global dictators, global policemen. And that's what Dan Crenshaw is selling you, that pack of lies. And I'd also mention, Christianity has been purged there. It's been purged everywhere that we've gone in with our regime change stuff. Interestingly enough, in Iran, we have reports of youth converting to Christianity en masse despite Islamic doctrination. You have an Islamic government. They're pushing Islam in the schools, and yet the youth are rejecting that. Oh, we could stop that, though. We could go in and we could invade Iran, and then we could destroy anybody actually becoming reasonable people and having a hope in their life. We could destroy that just like we've destroyed it in Afghanistan and continue to stay there. All right, we're just about out of time on the show, and I just want to tell you about, before we run out of time, I remind you about the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, up to 75% off, free shipping store-wide. Many of our most popular items are sold out, but we do still have many others available, 50, 60, 75% off, and free shipping. We have VasoBeat, 60% off, BrainForce, Knockout, Ultra 12, Selenium, all of those, 60% off, free shipping. We also have our Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste, our newest toothpaste that not only has nano silver in it, but it also recalcifies your teeth. That is 50% off. We have Silver Bullet, $9.95, almost sold out. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, up to 75% off, free shipping store-wide. That is what supports this program and everything that we do here at InfoWars, and we do really appreciate your support. That's it for today's broadcast. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget to look for the archives of this program on band.video. You can find where the podcasts are if you go to Libertarian on Twitter. That's my Twitter account. I have links there to the various podcasts. And we really do appreciate your support listening to this program and passing that along to your friends. We have moved up in the Talk 50, Power Talk ratings. We've moved up this year. So we really do appreciate you passing that around. Moved up in spite of the censorship. So thank you very much. That's it for our broadcast today.